listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with your statewide news briefing. Teachers at Victorian TAFE providers will stop work in the coming weeks. That's if education union members vote in favour of strike action next week. According to AEU Victorian Branch President Meredith Peace, the ballot comes amid a long-running dispute over pay.
TAFE teachers have been very patient. We've been negotiating for 20 months and the state government and the TAFEs have failed to put a fair deal on the table. Right at this very moment, key issues include salary increases and working conditions.
Wodonga TAFE and Gogue TAFE campuses in Shepparton are among those that could be affected. Disappointing is how fire authorities are describing some campers' behaviour across Victoria over the long weekend. Andrew Schau has the details.
More than 40 campfires across the state were found still alight during the weekend's total fire ban periods, according to Conservation Regulator and Forest Fire Management Victoria officers. Officers issued a number of fines and official warnings to those doing the wrong thing, including those who left their campfires unattended and failing to clear flammable materials 3 metres around their fire.
Ahead of a meeting today with local stakeholders, federal member for Mallee, Anne Webster, is hoping for the public to get behind a heavy vehicle bypass in Mildura. The Nationals MP says she's keen for Mildura and Wentworth councils, as well as trucking company representatives and other stakeholders,
to come around the table and discuss what they would like to see take place, what the issues are, where the barriers have been in the past, and let's find a way forward together. So I'm looking forward to that and hearing what people have to say.
Briefly in sport, the Gippsland Stars were victorious against the Bendigo Strikers in last night's 23-and-under Victorian Netball League clash. Maya Healy led the way for the Stars, scoring 37 out of their 58 points.